it's easier to fight someone else's fight because it's just that, it's somebody else's fight, somebody else's issues. I think though that the biggest fight you'll ever fight and ever face is the fight with yourself.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lijimi.
So yeah, how are you? How's your day been? My day's been quite good. My day's been very good, actually. It's been very productive. Is it the end of your day? Is it the start of your day? If it's the start of your day, well, then this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And that just basically means we're going to, you know, make a decision and decide that today's going to be a good day. You can do that, you know. You can decide that today, come what may, come, you know, irrespective of what may happen today, today is going to be a good day. And just starting your day on those positive vibes. So, yes, I'm all about that. But yeah, for me, today's been a great day. It's a Saturday today that I'm recording this podcast. And so that usually means a stew day. For all the Nigerians that listen to this podcast, you'll know all about this. This is a day where I kind of cook in bulk. I cook a large amount of stew and I put it into containers for the fridge for the week. And yeah, it just makes my life a lot easier. And so I usually start my day that way. And then I do a bit of cleaning and a bit of washing. So basically life admin. So that's what I've been up to today. But that's not what today's podcast is about. I prayed and I said, you know, what do you want this podcast to be about? And I felt that we should talk about fighting your fight. Fight your fight. Like that's the shareable. Fight your fight. You know, I went to a girls' school growing up. And if any of you went to a girls' school, well, then you'll know that I'm not lying when I say it's a jungle. Yeah, it's hardcore. It's definitely, you know, survival of the fittest. There's so much going on as well, because obviously that's when you experience first loves or first lusts or first infatuations. That's the first time, you know, you've got hormones everywhere. You're just adolescent. You don't like the way you look. You don't like your hair. You don't like your eyes. You don't like basically anything. And then, you know, you go to school and it's like, oh my God, this is hard. Well, I don't know if that was just our school, but from what I hear, girls' schools tend to be, yeah, hardcore. And in particular, the school that I went to, there was a lot of gossiping, a lot of backbiting. And as a result, there were a lot of fights. I mean, physical fights, like physical altercations. And from fights, you know, with your homies and with your girls, if someone was in a fight, it was kind of like, well, if you're in a fight, I'm in a fight. Like, you know, you're not going to hit my friend and I'm going to be standing still. Like, you know, we're all going to fight. And the amount of fights I got into, you know, the amount of scratches I got obtained from fights that were not even really my fights, unbelievable. Don't get me wrong, my friends also would say that, you know, they also got into a few scuffles, you know, as a result of my opinions, should we say. I've always been quite outspoken, so that sometimes gets me into a little bit of trouble. We were always fighting other people's fights. And as you go up in life, you know, I'm realizing that I can't fight someone else's fights. There are some fights I can't fight for somebody else, and there are some fights other people can't fight for me. And those are the important fights, the fights of life, you know, the fights of your insecurities, the fights of your jealousies, the fight of your low self-esteem or your, you know, your lack of confidence, your fight to, you know, from your inability to be able to put yourself forward at work, you know, your fights from the fact that, look, I want to get ahead in my marriage, but, I'm struggling. Those really deep personal fights are fights that only you can fight. Nobody else can fight those fights. And I think that sometimes comes from the fact that other people are trying to fight other people's fights because other people are trying to live other people's lives. And, you know, this happens a lot. You know, sometimes you can have lunch with some friends. You've got a perfectly, you know, happy marriage. Your marriage is fine. It's going well. He loves it. You love it. That's great. And then you go out to lunch and your girlfriend says, you know, my husband's such a darling. Every single Friday, he buys me flowers. Every Friday, without fail, I receive you know, flowers from my darling husband, you know, and you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh, that's really, really nice. You know, and you go home and you go home to your husband and you're like, when was the last time you brought me flowers? You know, your husband equally is like, you don't like flowers, you know, and then you begin to bicker and have an argument because, quite frankly, you're trying to live somebody else's life. Or, you know, you've got pictures on Facebook or pictures on you know, other social media sites of other people's marriages that you are not up close and personal with. You don't know them. In fact, some people you look at, you've never even met them. But you have somewhere in the figment of your imagination what their marriage or what their life or what their job or what their career is like. And then you attempt to adjust your life to that. And you're attempting to live other people's lives because you don't want to confront what you need to confront and fight for yourself. Fight your fight and then you can live your life, you know. And there's a scripture that's so great for this, like, you know, and it comes from the story, you know, infamous story of David and Goliath. And, you know, you don't even have to really have grown up in church or even know too much about the faith, actually, to know about David and Goliath. And Malcolm Gladwell actually wrote a great book on you know, called David and Goliath, and I would definitely recommend it. I'll probably, you know, ask the girls to put it somewhere on the site, or we'll put a link somewhere so you can get that book because it's so dope. That's a sidebar. David and Goliath, great story. And I'm just going to read just a slight bit of it. You know, as you know, David went and he fought his fight, his personal fight that actually, as a result, promoted him, as a result, upgraded him, as a result, pulled out of him things he probably didn't even know really that he had. But yeah, I'm just going to read a small segment, as you know I do on these podcasts, and it's 1 Samuel I'm going to read from, and I'm just going to read probably just 38 to, we'll just say 38. It says, "And Saul arms David with his armor, and he put his helmet of brass upon his head, and also armed him with a coat of mail. And David," this is verse 39, "and David girded his sword and his armor and assessed to go." He was ready for it, you know, for he had not proved it. "And David said to Paul," and this is it, he said, "I can't go with these. I have not proved them." And David took them off. And, you know, that was verse 39. You know, that's great. You know, he said, "I can't go with these." So here's Saul. Here's, you know, an accomplished man. Here's someone that's, you know, been about that. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. He knows it. He's been around. I don't know, it could be your boss, you know, who's a seasoned, I don't know, partner, or a seasoned guy, a seasoned businesswoman. You know, these are people that know, or, you know, people that have been married for 50 years. You know, they have known, they have learned their rhythm. They found their flow for their life. They've fought their personal battles to get to where they have got to, which is great. I think it's great that David even went to Saul. You know, there's definitely beauty in going to people who know better. There's definitely beauty in getting advice from someone that has gone before you. I personally am the subject of many advisors, you know, so I'm not trying to discount that, but I'm talking about the personal fight. And David, so, you know, Saul lovingly said, "Look, take this, this is great, take this armor, take this, I don't know, helmet and breastplate and all the stuff that you would need for a fight." But it didn't fit David. And that's what I say to you, sometimes some of you are taking on other people's lives and it doesn't fit you. It doesn't fit how you have been made. It doesn't fit how you have been created. It just doesn't fit your life, you know. And David said, "I have not proved these." That means, you know, I have not walked in this. I have not lived in this. You know, this is your marriage. This is your job. This is your career. You know, these are your friendships. This is your relationship with your mother. You know, I can talk about my relationship with mine, but this is about your relationship with your mother. David said, "I have not walked in this. I have not proved these." And he took them off. You know, he said, "I cannot fight in another man's armor." And that's what I say to some of you today. You cannot fight in another man's armor. If you fight your fight, you can live your life. You know, take off the armor that someone else. They bought a house and you haven't bought yours yet. Okay, that's cool. You'll get yours soon. You got to fight your fight, though. As I said, when he was able to fight, David was able to fight his own personal fight, whatever that is. You know, I face his own giant, as it were. Then he got promoted. He got his personal promotion. Some people, you're looking at other people's promotions that they've got as a result of their personal fights. When you fight your personal fight, then you'll be able to get your promotion, your personal promotion. You know, and so that's what I say to you. I'm not jump. Well, thank God I don't have friends anymore. You know, I'm in my 30s. Well, I'm just turned 30. And, you know, we are no longer in the business of having physical altercations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. You know, but had we still been, I'm not about that life. You know, I can't fight other people's fights for them. I have fights that are no longer physical, but I tell you now, they're mental, they're emotional. They're things that I have to deal with daily, you know. And if I don't deal with these things daily, they become blockages in my life. They become blockages in my friendships and my relationships, you know, my marriage or my business. They're things, they become hurdles and obstacles that, you know, I have to do. Like Michael Jackson said, you know, you've got to look at the man or the woman in the mirror. You know, this is your personal fight. And yeah, I would say just fight your fight. Fight your fight. Don't fight somebody else's fight. It doesn't make any sense for you to fight anybody else's fight when you've got, you know, your own fight to fight. He said, I cannot fight. I won't fight. I can't fight in another man's armor. You know, wearing shoes that are too big for you. Imagine that. Or putting the helmet on, putting Saul's helmet on that's too big for you. You can't even see clearly. You know, there's one thing to take advice, there's another thing to completely try to copy. That's not going to happen because you know, you're unique as everyone says. There's so many amazing blogs out there that says, you know, you're unique, be uniquely you. Or, you know, there's that rhetoric and there's that narrative that's, you know, definitely very loud and prominent on the internet right now. And it's true, you know, but from that means that you have to do you. Fight your fight so you can live your life. So, yeah, that's my two pence for today. That's my faith moment for today. And, you know, my prayer is that hopefully that we'll be able to, you know, fight our own fights. We'll be able to confront them, first of all, you know, and be able to be happy with the fact that we're fighting our fights. Something what you don't have, you don't have. What you do have, you do have. You know, and just being comfortable with that. Because I think if we get to that stage where we're able to be comfortable with what we haven't yet obtained, then, you know, it will allow us to concentrate in pursuit of those things. So, yeah, that's definitely something that I'm personally trying to work on at the moment as well, is that fighting Toby's fights. You know, dealing with the stuff that goes into my mind. You know, when I first became a mum, it was like, oh my God, I'm a terrible mum. And that was just something that was just, you know, playing in my head a lot, you know. And you could, you know, have play dates with my friends and their children. You know, they say, oh, my child this, or I've done this, or I've done this, haven't you done it yet? Not from a malicious place at all, but just, you know, just letting you know. And in my head, it'll be like, oh my God, no, I haven't. This is my personal fight. I need to confront that. I need to see where that's coming from, deal with it so that I can be the mum that I've been called to be for my son. You know, that's what it is, fighting your personal fights. So yes, let me know what you think. Let me know what, you know, if you've got any other tips. This isn't just me talking to you. I want to hear back, like, what's your fights? How are you dealing with them? Again, if you have any topics or anything that you want us to discuss, do let me know. I would love to hear from you. If you can email the team at info@thewtalk.com and put in the subject heading Faith and Life Podcast, you know, with some sort of question or something you would love me to address, I would be more than happy to, you know, study, research and go into it so we can have a conversation about it. But until then, live a life of faith. Jesus loves you. Jesus is for you. And I will speak to you all soon on the next podcast. Do subscribe to the network because there's so much more going on there for women and womanhood. So yeah, love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the Faith and Life Podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lijimi.